sing if you're ready to care.
What is up, everybody? It is your boy, the one and only We Too Deep, and we are back with another episode of the Slappin' Me to Wrestling podcast. This is a special, not really planned edition of the show. I told you guys I'm trying to cut it back. You know, we're gonna do me and Wavy D on Tuesdays, me on Fridays, and the occasional here or there, what would typically be a Sunday show, but we can't wait to Sunday. We're going to give it to you Saturday night. WWE has made the news. We've all heard about it. They've released some wrestlers, and the IWC has let us know their feelings about how hurt they are that Big Body Javi Bernal and Eddie Thorpe And Aura Mensa, the main man Mensa, and Jakara Jackson, and Shotzi, and Gigi Dolan, and Cora Jade, and Braun Strowman, and Dakota Kai. Oh, man. All have been released, and there's more names. Gallus has been released. Such heavy hitters on the roster, right? They're no longer on the roster. They've been given the notice that they will no longer have a contract and are free to seek employment in 30 or 90 days, depending on which contract they had. And we're going to dive deep into this discussion, because every time spring cleaning happens in the WWE, the IWC acts surprised. They label the WWE as the big bad villains of wrestling, and I'm not going to stand for that. You know, every time WWE releases a group of wrestlers, right, social media explodes, right? People call the company heartless, cold, and corporate villains, who only care about the almighty profit, the dollar, right? And look, I get it, right? These are real people with real lives, and it's never easy seeing someone lose their job. But let's take a step back, remove the emotional response, think logically for a second, and be honest about the reality of the situation. WWE isn't a charity. It is a business. And like any business, whether it's a sports team, movie studio, record label, your local electrician shop down the street, they have to make tough decisions. Some of them will hurt, but that doesn't make them evil. It just makes it business. Think about your own job, whether you work as a cook at a restaurant, whether you work in some corporate office on Broad Street, Broadway, Wall Street, right? Companies restructure, budgets get changed, projects get canceled, and yes, sometimes people get let go, not because they're bad at what they do, but because the direction of the business has changed. Wrestling is no different. WWE has hundreds of talent under contract. Not everyone can be on TV every week. Not everyone can get a storyline. And if a wrestler is sitting in catering for months, not being used, how is that fair to them? Sometimes a release is actually freedom. A lot of these talents can go on to shine in companies like AEW, TNA, New Japan, or even, you know, like Matt Cardona on the Indies. They get to reinvent themselves. They can find their voice. Heck, look at the examples of Drew McIntyre. He was released, rebuilt himself, came back stronger than ever, and one could argue is one of the top wrestlers in the world today. What about Cody Rhodes? He left, went to the Indies, made a mega star out of nothing, changed the industry forever, decided to have this cool idea of trying to have an independent organization, independent of any promotion, run a pay-per-view event where he sold 11,000 tickets at 50,000 pay-per-view buys with zero backing from any major wrestling company and changed the wrestling business in 2018, leading to the creation of All Elite Wrestling. And he came back 3 years later after that and became a megastar. WWE isn't perfect. It's not what I'm saying. No company is. But releasing talent isn't automatically a sign of villainy. Guys, it's not personal. It's a professional decision. At the end of the day, it's business. And while it's okay to feel disappointed, trust me, I get it. When I see names like Dakota Kai, who I was extremely high on, everyone knows me. Dakota Kai was one of my favorite women's wrestlers in the world. When I see names like Gallus, which to me were highly underutilized, when I see a name like Riley Osborne or main man Ora Mensa, that they get released. Sure, on a personal level, because I like them as wrestlers, it does hurt. And it's okay to feel disappointed. But let's think logically. Let's not make WWE the bad guys. Let's realize that these wrestlers can still wrestle. There is more opportunity today than there has ever been in the wrestling industry. Dakota Kai will have offers in 90 days. Whether it's AEW, New Japan, somewhere in Australia, on the Indies, she could go and make a name for herself. Riley Osborne's young. He can go make a name for himself, reinvent himself, go out and learn from this experience. Riley Osborne would be a great fit for AEW. And so while it is okay to feel disappointed, let's not turn every tough business decision into some sort of scandal. Sometimes letting go is the first step to something greater for the wrestler and the company. But let's talk about these expectations, right? As wrestling fans, I get it. We're passionate. We get attached to wrestlers and superstars. We invest in their journeys and their characters and their matches. And so I get it. When someone we love gets released, it does feel personal to us. It does. I get it. But passion doesn't always equal perspective. We see a talented performer get released and we think, ah, man, they deserve more. And maybe they do. But deserve doesn't always align with opportunity, timing, or business need. WWE isn't just about telling stories as a company from a corporate level. They are running a global operation. It's television deals, international tours, creative plans that span months, even years. You've got to make room for new stars, adapting to changing audiences, and sometimes that means you have to trim your roster. It's not about good and bad. It's about balance, sustainability, and making sure the machine can keep running. As Triple H says, you either adapt or you die. That is the law of the jungle. And here's something people forget. Contracts are mutual. These performers sign on the dotted line as independent contractors, understanding and knowing the risk that at any point in time, WWE can say that we are no longer going to need you on the roster. They know they are not a lifetime guarantee. They also have agents, options, and increasingly, thanks to the rise of other promotions, they have more leverage than ever before. As I said, there is more opportunity today than ever before in the pro wrestling business to make a very successful living outside of WWE. For some of these men and women, being released is going to be the best thing that has ever happened to them. It may light a fire, unlock creativity, and remind them who they are outside of a system that sometimes can't use everyone at the same time. But let's stop acting like WWE just throws people out the door and leave them with nothing. Many get 90 days of pay, support services, and lifelong doors that stay open, provided that they don't burn them and close the doors themselves. Plenty return on later. It's a revolving door, not a guillotine. Wrestling is a business that thrives on change and adaptation. The wrestling world is bigger than one company. WWE is the biggest stage, but it's not the only one. Releases don't mean it's over. They mean what's next. And only the performers themselves can dictate where that is and how they're going to grow from this opportunity that they had. So instead of mourning every release like it's a tragedy, maybe we could start seeing it for what it is. A transition. A new chapter. A necessary pivot. WWE isn't the bad guy. It's just doing what every major business does, trying to stay competitive, flexible, and ready for the future. Because in this business, just like in life, adapting is survival. You either adapt or you die. And here's the part that really needs to be said, all right? Most of the people in the IWC, the internet world, that are crying foul online, they weren't supporting Big Body Javi. They weren't supporting main man Mensa. They weren't supporting Gigi Dolan. Were y'all going to NXT live events as they traveled? I mean, I was. Hell, I drove all the way to DC to watch NXT. Were y'all buying merchandise? Were you really supporting these wrestlers? Did you really care about them? Now, I'm willing to bet most of you were not. Let's be honest. Were you buying their merchandise? Were you showing up to cheer for them, for Katana and Caden Carter when they were buried in catering or on main event or buried in a tag team division that had no story? No. Most of you weren't. Most of you were scrolling past their matches, skipping their segments, complaining they were boring and outdated, or just not watching them at all. But now that they've suddenly been released, suddenly it's, how could WWE do this? Suddenly it's a tragedy. Suddenly now they're your favorite wrestler. Come on, man. If you didn't support them then, why are you pretending to care now? But here's the real question. Here's the real question. Now that Dakota Kai's your favorite, now that Braun Strowman's your favorite, now that Javier Bernal is your favorite, here's the real question. Are you going to support them on the indies or wherever they go next? Are you going to tune in to AEW to watch Dakota Kai? Are you going to tune in and follow them to Impact, TNA? Are you going to subscribe to their Twitch, their YouTube, Cora Jade's OnlyFans when it comes up? Because it will come up. She will be the next Mandy Rose. Are you going to buy a ticket to the local indie show? Will you even just retweet any of their promos? Or is all of this just performative? Is all of this just fake white knight outrage? Just another chance to dunk on WWE and say the Fed is bad. Bad man. Bad Fed. They're so evil. Just to try to get the clout that comes with that. If you really care, and I mean really care, then show it. Actions speak louder than words. Show up. Support their journey. Put your time, your clicks, your money where your outrage is. Stand on business. Keep the same energy in 90 days. Because if not, maybe this outrage just isn't about the wrestler at all. Maybe it's just another case of fake outrage for the sake of noise. At the end of the day, this isn't about WWE being heartless. It's about being honest. Business is business. And if you care about these superstars, then prove it. Not just with hashtags and hearts and broken heart emoji tweets, but with action, with support, with your time, your resources, your energy, to put them in a position where they can thrive. But let's not forget about the other side of this equation that I feel like everyone always forgets about when it comes to spring cleaning time. Right? When you clean your house and you do spring cleaning, why is it oftentimes that you have to give things away? Because you've gotten other things. Let's not forget the other side of this equation. New talent is always coming in. Again, it's a revolving door. In the last 6 months, WWE has brought in Julia, Jordynne Grace, the one and only, the great La Primera, Stephanie Vaquer, Penta, Phoenix, Aleister Black is back, Rusev is back. That's the nature of a growing, evolving company. Again, WWE just signed Penta and Phoenix and Aleister Black and Rusev. There are rumors swirling around that Jeff Cobb will show up possibly as an enforcer with Jacob Fatu. There's rumors of Mariah May, who looks to be the future of the women's division. These aren't some small-time signings. These are major, big moves in the wrestling industry. But you can't add without subtracting. You can't keep bringing in high-caliber stars without making room for them on the roster and in the budget. WWE is just not going to throw around money blindly like one Tony Khan. It has a checkbook. And like any responsible company, it balances it. You want the hottest free agents? You have to make space. Not just on TV. Not just in the writing room. Not just on paper. On the payroll. It's like a sports team. You want that new franchise player? Someone's got to get traded. Someone's going to get cut. That's not cruelty. It's strategy. That's how dynasties are built. So instead of pointing fingers and acting like WWE is heartless, take a breath, go touch some grass, go outside, and understand the game. It's not disrespect. It's evolution. It's about building the best possible product for the fans while giving underused talent the freedom to find their spotlight elsewhere. This is the business of professional wrestling. And if you truly respect the talent, you have to respect the process. Again, at the end of the day, it's professional. It's not hate. It's business. It's business. And while we're being real, you know, I'm questioning whether I should discuss this, because I feel like this should be common sense by this point. While we're being real, I see so much hate. I see so much hate on, if WWE cared, they would not give them the 90-day clause, right? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about this infamous 90-day non-compete clause. People love to trash it like it's some evil contract straight out of a villain movie. Oh, WWE, we do need WWE. It's just not going to let them wrestle for 90 days. How dare they? But let's cut through the noise. Again, take a step back. Think logically and rationally. Let's actually look at what this is, right? So first off, they're getting paid for 90 days after they're released. That talent is still collecting a paycheck. That's 3 months of income with no bumps, no travel, no risk. That's stability. It's time to regroup, strategize, line up your next move without having to worry about where the next rent check is coming from. Second, this gives WWE time to clean house creatively. You don't want Dakota Kai showing up on Dynamite the next week after showing up on Raw, wearing the same gear, still attached to a story on WWE television, confusing the fans, muddying the continuity of her character, or spoiling long-term narratives. The 90-day buffer gives WWE time to tie up these loose ends, write them off mentally, and keep the product clean and focused. You know who loves these 90-day clauses? The smart wrestlers. Because they understand it's not a punishment. It's a parachute. It gives them the space to hype a debut, stir up some buzz, drop a few cryptic X posts, build some momentum, and hit the ground running when the time is right. People act like because they can't wrestle and they're not on TV, they don't have access to social media. They're not going to lose their presence among wrestling fans if they do this correctly and market themselves the way they ought to. So let's stop pretending this is some kind of jail sentence. It's a transition period. And I must add this again with pay, with protection, and with purpose. If you're truly about the talent, you should be thankful they're not kicked to the curb with zero notice, zero pay, and zero understanding of where the next rent check is coming, like in most other industries. Because once again, it's not about cruelty. It's not about some sort of control. This is about business structure. This is about professionalism. It's about doing things in an orderly and stable way that allows the machine to keep moving and for talent to move on in a way that actually benefits them. That's what this is about. And for the fans who are white knighting and making all this fake outrage to do what they always do in the IWC and become selfish, entitled brats and make this about themselves, that's what they did last night. They made someone's release, someone being fired. They made it about themselves as fans. They became selfish. They threatened Triple H. Hell, I even saw someone say, if so-and-so gets released, I'm ending it all in front of HQ. So the next time WWE releases a batch of talent, and there will be a next time, ask yourself, am I really upset for them? Or am I just looking for a reason to bash WWE? Because if you really care about these men and women, you'll show it. Not just when they're trending, but when they're grinding. Support them where they land. Cheer louder. Buy the merch, show up. Because the truth is this, in this business, every end is just the start of something new. It's the start of something new. Where are my High School Musical fans at? WWE is not the villain here. It's just playing the game like every other major company and player is doing it. If you love wrestling, you'll respect the process. It's not a tragedy. It's a transition. And the business? Well, it'll just keep moving forward. Because at the end of the day, this isn't personal. It's just business.
So So hit that subscribe, come along for the ride. AEWWE, we're always on side. From fantasy booking to baddies that slay, slapping meat wrestling every Tuesday.